I want to talk airlines. Specifically, their appalling treatment of you and I, their paying customers. You've probably seen the shocking footage. A passenger on a United Airlines flight being violently dragged off a plane, bleeding, and at one point apparently unconscious.
I was absolutely disgusted. It turned my stomach.
That's Charlie Leoka, the president and founder of Travelers United. It's a passenger rights membership organization which has been working tirelessly in Washington, D.C. to ensure that us passengers have some rights for the hundreds of dollars we pay in airfare.
I've been in the travel business for 50 years. I've never, ever seen anything so troubling to me than to see an airline send the police on board to drag someone off. The captain could have stopped it at any time. He's in charge of his own plane. Nobody did anything. And then all the people sat there, and at the end, some guy yells, "Good riddance."
The sad truth is, airlines are allowed to overbook. They do it all the time. And if passengers don't voluntarily give up their seats, the airline can randomly select customers to deboard. In 2016, airlines flying U.S. routes bumped close to 500,000 people from flights. More than 40,000 of those were involuntary. But there are rules, federal rules. Two things that seldom happen when passengers are involuntarily bumped is that, one, the airline is bound to give that person a written statement describing his or her rights. The second thing is money. If you are bumped against your will and you'll be delayed by 1 or more hours reaching your destination, by law, the airline has to give you between 200% and 400% of your fare in cash or check, not vouchers. And that's the minimum they have to do by law. Most people don't know this.
An ignorant, misinformed passenger is their favorite passenger. And they play that. And this is why I have been fighting now for the last 5 years at least to have basic passenger rights posted at airports, where we get compensation. I've gotten all the laws changed to allow us to do it, but the airports and DOT are afraid of the airlines. The airlines have them bullied. They don't want to get beaten up like this poor guy did in Chicago.
Overbooking saves airlines tens of millions of dollars in cash outlay every year. If you consider what carriers paid out to bump passengers in 2016, and then what the average price is per one-way ticket, which is about $345, by placing passengers on alternative, less popular flights, they kept more than $100 million in cash in their pockets last year. Airlines only care about profits, and that was pretty clear from United's reaction to the recent bloody deboarding in Chicago.
The CEO got up. His very first reaction was profits. Number two, his own company. Number three, he finally got down to the consumer. And that was only after his stock had dropped by $500 million.
Charlie Leoka hopes that the visible posting of passenger rights in airports will soon be law. But the incidences of people being ejected from planes for breaking rules like standing in the aisle or wearing the wrong clothing is increasing.
These rules that are put in to protect us are being used basically to bludgeon us now. And somewhere there needs to be a reexamination of how the airlines treat their passengers. This is not the gulag. This is the United States of America.
And as this is America, maybe the best way to force airlines to treat paying customers with respect is dissent. If everyone who possibly could chose one day in the year not to fly, I wonder if that will hurt airlines in their pocketbooks enough to take us seriously. Until next time, safe travels.